everybody, and welcome back to Building Success Stories with Anne Donnelly. As always, I am producer Seth Cooper, and I'm excited for this episode, mainly because it's the fact of, you get the people that say, I don't need social media. Social media is just not going to ever do it for me. I don't like social media, but we're here to tell you, social media has more benefits than it does when it comes to kind of the negativity of social media. And that's the best part about this whole thing, is we finally get to bounce ideas off each other. And this is where I think the age difference is going to come into play of what's good, what's bad for social media. And just maybe somebody could send this to either their father, their mother, their grandmother or something and say, hey, you should listen to this episode of Building Success Stories because it's probably going to change the way you think of SM.
Yeah, like we're talking about people that probably don't listen to podcasts. They probably don't spend much time on social media, maybe just looking at family pictures. But it's people that have businesses that they need to generate new leads and new customers, but they're thinking, I'll just take a little ad out in the local paper or word of mouth, like only word of mouth. So true story, over the years, several times I'd be walking down the street, like the little town I lived in Ireland, and I'd see people cross the street to avoid me. Right? Or at networking things, even now, see me turn around and walk the other way. I'm a nice person.
They'll do the they'll do a dance move of their own that they probably learned from you via social media.
Right. But I'm known for like not being like a hard sell. In fact, that's my problem. Right. I'm not a hard sell person. Right. But people are just like, oh no, like digital marketing.
But you're doing it. That means you're doing your job correctly.
Yes.
And like, there's the new trend on TikTok, which I can actually say to you, I can talk to you about TikTok, and you not going, what is that? I don't know what that is. Or I don't have TikTok. TikTok's way too much for me.
I actually posted my first video on TikTok last week.
Well, the new trend going around is it's people my age that are. There's like a caption, it says like grandma posting pictures on vacation, and it's stuff that's like picture mocking their grandmother on vacation, or you know, things like, oh, somebody sent a friend request. But I feel like this also is going to be a great episode for somebody that wants to listen to this that kind of is in mine or your wheelhouse when it comes to digital marketing, because I find, especially in this area and in the North Country, there are so many older people that create social media pages. They put a logo, maybe they don't even put a logo, they just have the map of the location and they move on. And this is where you might be able to learn some tips from the two of us. And not only that, but this is where you might say, I think instead of taking out the ad in the paper or whatever that's costing me $600 to $800 a month, maybe time to hire maybe somebody with a little bit of a background with marketing and social media to boost those numbers up, and advertising you never thought that you would have.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, yeah, we're talking about people that like either they just like never had a website, or like their son was in college and did a website for them 10 years ago. And it's like all out of date, and they don't have access to it, and they can't get emails from it. Or like a Facebook that has like pictures of work that they did like 15 years ago. And then like a terrible picture of them holding their grandchild.
And like, it's got the date on the bottom.
Right. So it's like there's a lot of that. And the thing is, right, and like why am I picking on these people? Because they got potential, right? So I spent time, right, actually talking to a lot of these types of people. So I got them to not run away from me. So this might be like over a drink during karaoke over at Sully's West, or, you know, the blues jam, like people that I meet that are like people that do aluminum siding. They power wash houses. They're carpenters. They do lawn maintenance. They do, you know, so they're out there, have their own business, right? Making a living, hopefully an okay living, but hopefully they're sustaining. But some of them are not, and some of them are really worried, you know, because young people are coming along and they're using social media, right? So they've got to compete with these people now, and they're not sure what to do.
I think also it's a little, I mean, I'm going to be 25 in September. I had to think there for a sec. And I think for me, why I'm so social media savvy is it's kind of that generation, but it's also kind of scary to think about it because I got on social media really, really young. Mm-hmm. And I got to see the evolution of Instagram and Facebook before it was just Reels and there was Farmville and the poke button was pretty mm-hmm. active and things like that. But looking back on it and just hearing, you know, that now that we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of the episode, it's kind of scary to think about it. And I'm sure you as a parent, like, I don't know.
Oh,
like,
in the early days, I was concerned for my children. Yeah. And I was strict-ish, a little strict about them, mm-hmm. like waiting until they're 13, kind of, you know.
And, oh, I think Facebook's
knowing what they're up to. Like, my kids were into gaming, and so they were, like, online gaming and meeting people that way. And, you know, using video chat while gaming and doing videos of stuff and, you know, having their own YouTube channel and stuff. Like, we have, it's funny, we have, like, the kids did, they used not Lego but Playmobil. Do you know Playmobil? It's a European thing. But it's kind of like I never thought it was as good as Lego, but it had more character type things you could do, and my kids were doing stop action animation using Playmobil, and they had like Star Wars bloopers, and like it's got like thousands and thousands of views and people leaving terrible comments. And I'm like, this is children, people, like, come on. These are like 7 and 9 year old boys, right? Which was pretty cool for them. And that back in the day, they were using like Windows Movie Maker, or Microsoft Movie Maker, whatever it was called at the time.
That's probably what it was. And then I remember the early days of iMovie on the Mac. And like you mentioned kind of the YouTube videos. I have a YouTube channel that actually was pretty successful. A lot of older videos when I was like 11 to 14 to 15. And the comments on there are ruthless. I had a few viral videos and I don't know why they went viral, but they did go viral. And it's like, ooh, I don't have access to the account anymore. I don't have access to the, because I was, got to remember, YouTube was YouTube before Gmail came along and Google bought them out. So there were two different platforms at the time. So if I made my channel with a Gmail account, perfect. Yeah, I'd be able to get into it, no problem. But I have no idea where the access is. But the videos are out there. They're still there. 11 to 14-year-old me. But you mentioned...
So we have the benefit, right? And I have the benefit that, you know, I got into using laptops and technology like when I was working in New York City. So like I had the advantage of being exposed to this stuff fairly young. I was always kind of interested in whatever technology was coming along when they got Pong and things like that, you know. So I was lucky, but there's a lot of people my age that are not so lucky. So like I said, I made it my mission to talk to some of these people to find out, like, there's got to be some way that I could help you. You know, when they're like, I don't have the money. So this is the excuses, right? I want to know who I'm dealing with in real life. Like, I had clients early on that didn't want to have online booking because they wanted to talk to everybody that was going to come stay at their place, you know. And I could kind of understand it, but now they have online booking because that would be ridiculous now. But, like, so some of these people, like, they, you know, they feel like you're going to lose that personal touch. They don't want to get a lot of time wasters because, and I know in the early days of the internet, where now there's a lot of better spam filters. But yeah, that was one of the things when we were first starting, like the website I did for my for the accountancy firm back in Ireland like 25 years ago. Yeah, we were getting a lot of junk mail. But now Gmail's got a great spam filter, you know. They don't understand it. They don't have time for it, which is true with almost anybody that has their own business, and it's not their specific job to do. They have as much business as they want or as they can handle. They worry they're going to get scammed, and they think that they can't afford it.
So. Shameless plug, go back and listen to our last episode of Time, because we talk about a lot of this stuff as well.
Yeah. So, but the truth is, can they afford not to use digital marketing, right? Because, you know, young people are coming along, new businesses, or new competitions coming along, and they're using digital marketing. So, like, a lot of these providers that I have now, the guy that does my lawn, they have online payment now. You know, so it's like it's getting to that point now where, you know, and the older customers that might have been comfortable with their old way of doing things are moving on in this world. So they're going to have to appeal to a younger audience if they want to keep working. And this isn't just older people. Like, there's young people, too, that just like, I just don't want to deal with that. You know, and for some reason or other, just didn't get into technology as much. And so they may be gaming, right? And they may be using some email and stuff, but they're just like, I don't want to be on social media. I don't want to put myself out there.
I think you mentioned kind of the online payments. This is actually a true story. Today, my boss, Clay, came to me and said, hey, that's what he does. Hey, I'm like, you know, what's going on? He goes, some client wants to pay Venmo. I don't know how to set up a Venmo. I went, all right, come on. So we set it up, and Bunny goes, oh, that's it? That's all? I'm like, that's it. That's all you have to do. He's like, wow, that's astonishing. And now back to the whole point of younger people not wanting to go on social media. For me, kind of true for my personal reasons. And I just think I just use social media so much for my job that I just feel like it's draining for me to even go onto my own social media or tweet something out or put an update on Facebook or Instagram.
They tag you in things and you never share them. I know. I'm like, share these.
I know.
Come on, dude. If you're on the podcast, you're not even sharing
it. Calling me out.
Yes, I am. That'll teach you. So the answer to a lot of these issues. So you will get leads from your website and social media, but you're still going to respond to them and deal with them in the way you normally do, right? And phone and email and meeting people in person, right? So, but it's just a new way of getting leads. It's not going to be some magical, like there can be complicated back ends to websites where you're getting, have client portals and stuff. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about, you might not even have a website. You might just have a decent Facebook page. You know, somewhere where people can go and verify information about you, because that's what people want these days. You can reduce time wasters by putting clear information on your website or your Facebook page about what you do and who you normally work with. So that's, you know, so time wasters do not apply, right, kind of thing. But also, I found that if you have a form, like on your website, and your form will ask for specific information, that's the information you need to decide if they're a viable client customer for you. But also, you'll have enough information that you can just then give them back the response they need in quicker time. Right. So like if you ask a lot of information, they may not want to take the time to do it. So you got to balance out what is the information you need to know. So is it like, say you're a painter, like, well, what's the square footage and how many rooms and, you know, when do you need this done by, and those types of things. So then you can go back to them and say, OK, that'll take me this long. It's going to cost this much. I can start at this point.
Basically, the basic Q&A form or like a consultation appointment per se.
It's just determining, right? If you have a website. If you're on Facebook, then you can't do that, I don't think.
I think, well,
it'd be more complex.
Well, I don't know. I don't know with Meta and AI and the automatic response, because we have them set up on CKM and Hits and SC. I think for certain things it does, but then like Facebook still calculates your response time to people.
But I'm also wondering, do these people not want to do things via DM?
It's just the way the world is, though.
Yeah, but I didn't get, I'm trying to keep it just email and telephone. Even email might be stretching it for some people. But
I feel like I'm more comfortable sending a business a DM than I... If I have a basic question or I know the SID behind, I'll just DM the the team account or the person itself, just because it's just much easier. And I know that I'm going to get a faster response time than a formal email.
But not always.
Not always, but I feel like...
Because I'm trying to think who... I don't know if I want to call someone out, but I'm trying to remember because I did message somebody on Facebook asking a question. They never got back to me.
I'm really good with
that. So it depends on... the business.
Depends. I was just saying, it depends on the occupation of where you are.
If you offer it, if you have messaging turned on your Facebook page, you should be answering those within 24 hours, people. But so that's why I'm saying I may not, these people may not, but that's part of what I'm going to say here is that the agency that you work with, you need to sit down with them and discuss all this and what you can handle. Right? And what you just definitely do not want to handle. So if you do not want people sending you Facebook messages at all hours of the day or night, even with an autoresponder, like I'm saying, set it up just so simple for people. So you don't have to understand all the technical aspects of digital marketing. Your provider, like the agency or the freelance person that you hire, is going to set this all up. And that, like I'm saying, so that you get a phone call or so you get an email, and they need to make sure that that's what you want. If you just want phone calls, then set it up so you just get phone calls. If you want emails too, then set it up so you get emails and make sure you can access those emails. Like, you know, full transparency. So go back to last week where it was, or a couple of weeks ago where it was how to build a good relationship with your digital marketing agency. It's like knowing what you want, knowing what you can handle. And discussing it with them, being upfront with them, and making sure that they do it as you need it. And don't give you some website that you cannot manage. It's going to get out of date. You know, Facebook that you can't deal with. You know, it's like you've got to just be real. And make sure that it's their people that you can deal with and that you want to work with on an ongoing basis. They may be handling your social media for you. They might post stuff for you. So, but you don't have to understand the technology. So don't worry about the technology. Outsource tasks that are too technical for you or you don't want to do yourself. So maybe posting things to social media. Maybe you hire somebody to do a couple of posts a week or monitor it for an hour a week. I'm doing some work for people like this now. Like I said, I did all the talk. I talked to some of these guys. I did convince some of them, and it's going pretty well. So... because I worry about these people staying in business. Like, these businesses are important to the local economy. Yeah. And they're people's dads and uncles and granddads and so on. There's women, too. Right. It's not just, you know, it's all sexes.
I have a hard time trying to have the conversation with my dad about it. Because he's like, well... I started my business back in 2001 and I built up my clientele and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, so fast forward to COVID 2020, the world's starting to open up more.
A lot of people started online marketing then.
Here's a story. So my dad goes, yeah. He goes, I got a new client in the Keys. I go, you did? He goes, yeah. He goes, thanks to you. I go, what do you mean? He goes, they found me online. I went, bingo.
Yeah. Well, bingo. See, this is what usually converts people when they see some results.
Yeah.
Right? But yep. It's hard to then get them to that point, though, right? So, like, I had one of the first websites I did was a directory of businesses in West Cork where I lived, right? I started with a directory of events because I moved there and there was all these things going on, but it was never noted anywhere. People just knew, like, the Irish Country Women Association meets every Sunday in the community hall at 6 p.m. But it was never written anywhere. So that annoyed me. So I made a directory of events. And I, for the whole of, like, West Cork, which is a huge area. So I trolled through, like, the local papers and anything that I could find out and emailed people. And so I started, and then I did a business directory. And this one guy was a plumber, and he told me, like, even 10 years later, it was still going, but I wasn't updating it much. And he had paid me maybe 15 punts, probably before euros, for a listing, and I never charged them again.
What does that equal out to in U.S. dollar?
Oh, $10 maybe.
Meh.
You know, back then. You know, this is 2000.
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
It's kind of like with our community events calendar. We have a list of things going on in the community, and businesses sponsor them, and they get their business, and then... Yeah.
But he's like, I still get like one call a month off of that. And this is like 10 years after that, you know, and I wasn't doing anything. But because I was such a good SEO.
Right.
That, you know, people were finding it. But like, so, you know, once people see that kind of result, then they're like, oh, okay, maybe this is something I should consider. So you may think you have sufficient business, but a steady flow of inquiries will ensure you can replace any lost business. You might lose business. And also a good digital marketing strategy, right? Which I don't want to use the word strategy because it'll probably scare them off. A good, you know, a good Facebook page or a good little website, like just like 4 or 5 page website, will attract more of your ideal customer. So, right, why deal with these customers that are so annoying, right? That they like how they complain about your prices, they complain about your work, they're like calling you the last minute, right? You will get all of your more ideal customers when you have that sort of digital marketing presence. So of the 70%+ people in the United States who use social media, many use it very frequently, right? Like daily, right? You think most people that use social media run it daily?
For a business?
No, I'm talking about consumers. Because this is B2C. We're talking B2C here.
Yeah, I'd say daily. I mean, it's harder, at least for me business-wise. You know, some restaurants will post Tuesdays or Thursdays twice a week, whatever.
No, I mean people that are online.
People that are online,
like looking for things to do.
Oh, daily.
Yeah, daily.
If not, you know, every minute. And plus two, sometimes, you know, you could say something into your phone and boom, there it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way the world works.
So, but they're using this information to find out, making decisions about who to hire, what to purchase, where to go. So they may see your little ad in the Chronicle or the Post-Star, but they're probably then going to go online to double check, like, okay, I need to know more about this person, right? And because I do that, right? Because, you know, that Nextdoor website? Because I remember I was looking for someone to plow.
Oh, yeah.
Where I used to rent my house. Yeah. I was looking for someone to plow, so I posted up and people noted people, but I'm like, I don't know anything about these people. And I don't even, like, the people that are posting, like, these numbers, I don't know anything about them either, so I don't know if I can trust what they're saying. So I started looking for websites, and a lot of them did not have websites. They might have had some, like, I mean, Yelp is not used extensively around here.
Not anymore. It used to be.
Did it?
It used to be back in the day, yeah.
So there might have been some old kind of businessy thing. You know, so it's hard to, you know, so, but if they had a Facebook page, right? So, like, the guys that I had that did some different yard work for me and power washed my house, I found them on Facebook, I think. But I was glad that I could then look at more about them. And like these guys that I switched over to doing my seeding my lawn and stuff like that, they had a little website. In fact, I was asking them, because I won't say who did it, but I was like, how much did they charge you for that little crappy website?
And rule of thumb also, always good to leave a review. I know that's where you were going, but it's always good to leave a review and give that feedback back. I think so many people also, which I've been trying to kind of figure out and why this is, so many people just click on the stars and submit. It's like, well, was it really 5 stars? Was it really 3.5? Was it 1? Was it actually 5 stars? You didn't expand upon what was going on and what was happening.
Yeah. So I actually didn't have reviews down here, but that is an important thing. And also I didn't mention the fact that, like, you should have a Google business profile first, then Facebook page, then maybe a website, because it doesn't cost you anything.
No. And it's very simple, very easy.
It is simple. Like, I've coached some people through, because that's another service I'm providing right now, is for like young people starting up a business. I do like a pretty cheap couple of hour session where I coach them through doing stuff themselves. because I want to help out those young people right. getting started. So I'm doing this. I'm helping the young people. I'm helping the old people. It's my mission in life.
There you go.
Right? I'm out to help them all.
365 days in a year.
Yes,
there's
that's
a lot
why I never
there.
Go on vacation. Right? I'm spending too much time giving away all my stuff at a cheap rate. But I just these are really important, and these but like with the young people, they're gonna grow into good businesses, right? You know, and they're people that I know, and I know you know that they appreciate it, you know, and they're gonna do good with it. One person quit their day job, you know, because he was so confident that like he was gonna do well with his own business. So you know, that's very rewarding to see. So of the 70%+ of U.S. Of Americans who are people in the U.S. who use social media, they're using it a lot, and they're using it to make decisions. So you want to be there for them. So you might get a word of mouth referral, but people are going to Google you, you know, so you want to be able to come up for those things. So, cause you don't want to be losing out to your competition. And so if you're worried about getting spammed or scammed, or you know, Gmail's a good email provider to use. It has a very good spam filter.
You know who's way behind the times with their spam filter is Yahoo.
Oh really? Do people still use it?
Yahoo! Of course. I have a Yahoo account, but I have a Yahoo account for all, it's weird, I'll save all of my artwork that I've done and email it back to me in case I can't think of a file from Photoshop or something, and I'll just email it to myself. And my dad did that, and he still does that, and that makes me feel really old that I have to email myself notes.
That's funny. You're getting old.
I am getting old.
But, yeah, so your provider can set it up to reduce the likelihood of getting spammed or scammed, and also they can give you some coaching so you can identify what's legit and what's... You know, like people post all the time on Facebook, I just got this email. Is it spam? Like, yeah, that's a scam. That's a scam.
Yeah. It's like what's recent is my mom gets the PayPal stuff. And I recently did some business and had to make my own PayPal account. So I got one today and it was for Bitcoin. And I went, well, that's my email. I now have a PayPal business. I don't think I bought Bitcoin, but let me just double check and make sure something that's not wrong. Because it was my actual email, but sometimes you can click on like the sender and it has like, it still gets to you even though there's four different letters mixed up and there's numbers, and but somehow it gets to us. It's the weirdest thing. But anyway.
Yeah, there was like one of these things, and it was hard to like get out of this email loop. It was like, we've given you a dollar to use towards our products.
Yep.
But there was no way for me to say, I don't want your dollar and I don't want any more emails from you. Like, there was like no way to stop it.
Interesting.
It was, yeah. So this is like some form of business tactic where they try to get you to use their services because they gave you, like, it was just like a dollar. And it was like, I don't want to have anything to do with this business. But it wasn't like a phishing email. It wasn't spam. It wasn't I consider it spam, but PayPal didn't consider it spam. Like, you can legitimately do this?
I don't know. I think
that's weird. Because you can just email spam at paypal.com.
Oh, yeah.
Or fraud at PayPal. I think they're spam.
Yeah.
You can just forward it to them and they'll...
Yeah, what I was just like, oh, okay, like that's nice. Let's move on. Make sure no one's taking anything else.
But you can get some coaching, you know, because I think it's just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. They're not going to come out of the computer and grab you, or your, you know, don't be giving people your credit card numbers and things like that, and your social security numbers, right? People, you know, you're smarter than that. We know that. So when you're evaluating the affordability, right? So this is one big issue for people because, like you said, like how much would you pay for advertising? $700 a month? You could get someone that will do social media for you on a minimal basis, right? You know, write an article for you, post up some social media stuff, engage with some people for you. So, like, what you're paying monthly for a little ad, right? Now, obviously, you can't. That needs to be looked at in your business. You know, so you got to look at that. But look at how many new customers you need to get to cover that cost at a minimum. You know, and what's the likelihood of getting that number? You know, so it's just, it's you're building up your brand, you're building up your name, your business, you know, so you're getting like more awareness of your business. You know, that may not be important to you, but for some people that's quite important, right? So you got a better form where you can get reviews, you know, but a lot of people be concerned then, like, what if I get bad reviews? Like there's people are doing this on a daily basis. You can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Also consider your competitors are using it. Social media and email marketing, right? Like, we didn't talk a lot about email marketing, but like, we could, you know, you could hire someone to do some easy email marketing for you and keep you in touch with your existing customers. Because if you're out of sight, you're out of mind, right? If you, like, say you're doing lawn work, like, I changed lawn care providers, right? Like, I didn't even give my other guy a chance. I just talked to somebody else, but, you know. Maybe if he was engaging with me more frequently, I would have been less likely to go move on to somebody else.
Yeah, right? It's just one of those situations.
That happens all the time. So if you are using social media or email marketing to keep in touch with people, and it, you know, once a month maybe, you know, quarterly at the very least, but then, you know, you're less likely to lose them. Also, you might be looking to retire. Because I said a lot of these people are kind of are older. They might be looking to retire. They might want to sell their business. Your digital marketing, your website, you know, it's an asset to the business. And you want it to be as strong as possible if you're looking to get out of it. Or you might be looking to get a partner, you know, in your business, you know, or pass it on to someone else in your family or, you know. So, you know, digital marketing is like a benefit in many different ways. So some tips to get started. We mentioned some of these things already. Be realistic about what you can do, what you can afford, right? So think ahead because you don't want to get started and then not do anything with it, right? Because that would be a waste. So get realistic. Talk to a provider that you feel that you can really trust, that you can communicate with. They're not talking over your head. And there's a lot of people out there that, you know, will work with you and will give you a good service. Some people deal with students and things like that. That doesn't always go well. Or relatives. That doesn't always go well either. But it might, you know, but, you know, just be mindful of all those things. Look at the article, like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that was called Get Results, Not Regrets, How to Build a Successful Relationship with Your Digital Marketing Agency. And that kind of starts with being clear on what you need and want and what you can handle, what you can do. Find someone that works with businesses like yours and understand your needs. You could be, like, if they're doing your social media, like, you could be dealing with them on an ongoing basis. You want to make sure they're people you're happy to work with on a regular basis. Ensure that they'll provide any coaching or training that you need. And maybe that will be available. Like some digital marketing agencies do not want people calling them up with little problems all the time. You know, make sure these people don't mind. If that's something that you think I'm going to, like, I can't access my email. I used to always help clients with their email problems because they were just like, you know, because it was early days.
Is it kind of like the going to a car dealership and it's just something where, you know, they say, oh, my car won't start. And you realize that the mat on, like, the car is stuck on the pedal.
Oh.
And you have to move the mat for the car to start. You get like did you get any of those weird email ones? You're just like, not to single anybody, but you were just like, you called me for this?
It's just boop. Yeah, but it was early days.
Right.
So, and like, I was kind of known for being good, nice, and helpful, and, you know, which works for me, but sometimes it does work against me. So, but, you know, that's how I made my mark, I guess. So, but like I said, I've worked with a couple of businesses like this, and it's gone pretty well. So, like I said, I find satisfaction in helping people that other people don't want to help. But that, like, I feel like they can stay in business, you know, like, and they can continue to do some work that they've loved doing their whole life. You know, instead of having to retire early because too many young people came into it, or, you know. So, like I said, a lot of this type of person is not going to be listening to podcasts, and they might not see my articles and things on social media. So if that's your dad, if that's your uncle, if that's your mom, your grandmother, your sister, your brother, who, you know, like, and you think I can't help them out myself, point them in my direction. You know, playcentric.com. If they don't want to listen to this, you just give them a little overview. Just have them call in.
Show them the email.
See what she can do for you.
Show them the email.
Playcentric.com.